who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
You see, if it would have been between you, if you would have had directly in front of you, it would have picked up that eye roll that you just threw my way. Anyway, hey, welcome to the Pinball Junk Drawer, big show number 23. My name is Admonished Foghorn Leghorn. With me, as usually,
Craft Brew Sally.
Craft Brew Sassy. Trying to tell her to put that mic in front of her, but boy, oh boy, let me tell you what, it's a struggle. And that's what we call in the biz, a little peek behind the curtain. The biz, everyone. Anyway, on to happier things. It's been a couple of weeks. I'm trying to think what we've done pinball related. I will start out the show by a little bit of braggadociousness. I have joined the 1 billion point club in the Godzilla premium world. So I was pretty excited about that. I wrecked that machine in that game. Then I woke up with a sore wrist. I don't know. It wasn't... I don't think it's from pinball.
It was probably karma.
Oh, ouch.
That's what you get for taking grand champion.
Taking grand champion. I don't know about taking. It's funny. Like sometimes if you play pinball a lot, you wake up with like injuries and you're like, injured from pinball? That's not right. I don't think it was, but boy, it took me out for about a week and it still hurts from time to time. And it's like a little place. You know, if you look at your hand, there's like a bone that sticks out like on the edge of your wrist. It's like just this little round thing. It doesn't seem like it could even hurt. Well, if it does hurt, your hand doesn't work. And that's an interesting little ditty, you know. I'm just like, I'm in incredible pain and I can't sleep from a little piece of bone on my hand that doesn't seem like it's possible. It looks like a little pinball. They'd be like, oh, my pinball hurts. And you're like, well, that's not even possible. It's a little solid ball of stone-like bone. So don't worry, everyone. It'll be okay. I'm on the mend.
Yes. You are correct.
Yes. So, you know, we had a couple ideas for the show this week. And I think we landed on, where do we go from here? You know, like, we put in all our money. Like, we didn't put in all our money. We'll be getting another pinball machine at some point. But we're saving up for this California trip. So that kind of means there's no more, like, Disney takes precedence. There's no more pinball machines coming in or out for a little while. I'm guessing...
Till at least December.
I was going to say, the trip's November, so I'm guessing probably December I'll have this emergency pickup. But I've already eyeing up, like, I want to get a Space Invaders to, like, totally just rip down and, like, totally restore. But good luck. So, you know, what we have is what we have. And I do like our lineup quite a bit.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah, they're all fun games and they're all fun in different ways.
Yes. You know?
But now it's time to go, well, what are we going to do to the games or with the games? Now I'm talking mod world.
Yes.
Modding and changing and and doing all different kinds of things. Some people go all in. Some people don't do anything.
Some people go a little bit too far.
Yes.
I was doing some research on the mods, and some of the pictures I saw were very interesting.
Yes. Now, I am going to do one of these disclaimers that I like to throw out from time to time just to make sure everyone realizes it's okay. Everything's okay. I know the pinball world seems to like literally revolve around drama. But that's not this show. So
don't come here for your drama.
Save that for your mama. So if you like modding, that's fine. If you don't like modding, that's fine. If some of what I say about what we don't like or dislike doesn't agree with you, that's okay. Because you see, this is just an opinion and I'm just some idiot who bought a microphone. So again, this is just our opinions about some of the stuff that's out there. I've said from day one, that's your machine. You can do with it whatever you want.
Yep.
You can take a crap on it and light it on fire. Doesn't matter.
Please
it's your
don't
machine.
Light it on fire, though.
It doesn't matter. It's your machine. So we will talk. This show is going to be talking about some of the mods that are out there for our machines. And do we think the value is there? Do we not think it's there? Why or why not? What are some of the things that matter to us? You know, kind of a simple concept, but you can get pretty deep into this stuff. And before you know it, you don't know why you're there. You know, why have you done what you've done?
Yeah.
Like, I always liken it, and I'm sorry I'm talking too much, but I always liken it to like a motorcycle. Let's pretend you bought a shiny new Harley, right? And you're like, look at my Harley. Isn't that great? Now, some people just ride that Harley. Some people immediately start ripping parts off of it and putting other parts on it. And some people enhance it for reasons that I like to go fast, so I'm making this a fast one. I like to go low, so I'm making low. So
can we rewind a little bit and replace Harley with Monza?
We can.
Okay.
Nobody knows what a Monza is. They're like, what, that guy that raced under the named Monza on that show that was totally fake about drag racing in the street? No, not that Monza. That's a BMX bike. So that I own, and I've immediately started ripping perfectly good parts off of to make better parts on it. So now the Harley analogy kind of is pretty apropos, because like most of the time, now you've customized your Harley exactly how you like it. It's dripping with skulls and it's all the special chromes and it's loud and it's fast and all the crap you want to do to it. Now you go to sell that meant nothing. In fact, correct. It's kind of a negative.
Yeah.
Because I don't like dripping with skulls. I do like the loud mufflers, or I like this, or like, you like some stuff, but some stuff you don't like. Well, now that's a negative, because you're like, well, I have to take those parts off and put the parts I like. I like butterflies. Now I have to go get chrome butterflies and take all the chrome skulls off. I don't like butterflies. Well, I don't hate. I have no opinion about butterflies. Anyway, stay focused, everyone. Yes. So, like, it's cool to you and you alone. And that's kind of it. And that's what modding is mostly.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some stuff you can say, well, that's always good. Like, you can say, well, you know, like, if you have a dot matrix and you put one of those color DMDs in it, for the most part, everyone says, yep, that's a nice, solid upgrade. It looks prettier. It's just not that thing. Unless you're a purist. Then you walk up and go, well, this thing's butchered. It's just terrible. It was the worst thing in the history of the world. And it isn't. But, like, everyone has their own opinions about this kind of stuff. Like, you know, we switched the Dr. Dude over to LEDs. And some people just think that's just terrible. But if you look at an LED Dr. Dude in the lineup against Godzilla and even Wonelli, it looks dull and boring until we did that. And then you're like, wow, this looks like a pinball machine.
It fits with our others. Yeah.
I have nothing against the bulbs, but they're warm. They run hotter. They're duller. I don't know. So that's something I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know, that's something I do. And like, I remember we didn't do anything we had a, what was the Austin Powers. So we had an Austin Powers machine that I did nothing to it. I kept it in very good shape. I always cleaned it, made sure I gave it like the tune ups when it needed them. The one thing I did then, I added the mirror blades, because somebody was like, oh, you know, if you put mirror blades on, it makes it look so much more full. I was like, oh, we can try it. And that was the only, I didn't do a single thing to that thing other than just keep it perfect. And when we put the mirror blades in, I was like, yeah, that does look nice, because it made it look real full and bright, you know, instead of the black wall. Did it add anything? I don't think so. I mean, most people wouldn't even notice it. Like, when I went to sell it, it wasn't a selling point, you know.
No.
So, you know, what do you do? What do you value, craft or sell? What would you think is a good thing to do to machines one way or the other?
I was looking stuff up, and...
Good for you. Research, everyone.
Here you go. So, we have this friend, Mr. Promi, and he bought this car that had the option of having these speakers with the, like... They would, like, light up with the music.
Yes.
So I was like, we've made fun of him forever because he didn't opt to get those.
I was like, how do you have an option to buy lit thumpy speakers and you don't say yup?
Yes. Right, so, but now in my research, I saw a machine that had neon underneath the box.
Yeah.
To me was like, huh. Maybe we were wrong about making fun of Mr. Promi for not getting those speakers.
Well, that's kind of different, though. The speakers...
Is it?
Yeah, because did you ever see the Godzilla speakers that have flames?
Yes. But I'm talking about a car, I guess, versus under a cabinet of a machine.
Because I'll tell you what. If you make car analogies in the pinball world.
Oh, that's did I best. Just cross that's, a line? That's
17 people on Finside just rage quit. They just smashed their computer because you made a car analogy. That's you got to steer. Be careful.
Sorry, I'm joking. Sorry, everyone.
That every time someone does a, our price is going up, our price is going down, someone starts talking cars, and then there's a couple on there that like literally. You, if you listen in the distance, you can hear a brain pop. Even though they're like hundreds of thousands of miles away, you go, oh, there it was. There it went. Okay. You're going to hear it through the screen.
Sorry.
No, I'm joking.
My mistake. I won't make that mistake again, I promise. No,
please. We're here for mistakes. We're all making mistakes.
So it was like that I would not.
Yeah, well.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But the speakers, I probably would.
Maybe. I look at this stuff. I look because now I look at the Godzilla stuff because I bought a couple mods. I've been working on a couple mods. Mm-hmm. And I start to think, do I want to do this?
No. Because you're changing the way the machine works. Well, it looks. Works, but like.
Yeah.
Because it's putting pressure on some other piece that.
Might not need it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like the one we bought, we bought a very famous pinball mod for the Godzilla is that lit up kaiju sign. It looks way better, and I haven't installed it yet. I'm going to, because that's like such a minor tweak, and it really does enhance it. But then I bought that 3D printed King Ghidorah for there.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in. So this is a dangerous, slippery slope. You start buying little things and putting them in there, and then have you ever walked up to a machine that just has
all the mods,
all the toys,
and
it's just crap glued everywhere, and you're like, well, I don't want that, but I'm already starting that, and you go, well, okay.
And I'll, is it like, do you put one mod in for a couple months and then change it, put a different mod in, or
I would never,
because you can't like you can't put all the mods in.
I don't want to. You know, and it's and like the Beatles is another one. Now we have a Beatles machine. I, to be honest with you, when I walk up to the Beatles and I walk up to Godzilla and even Wonelli, I think they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at them and I'm like, I'm very pleased with how they look right out of the box. And I know some people don't like that, and that's okay. It's okay. You know? So when I do these kind of things, I'm kind of like really on the fence until I make the purchase. Then I just say, okay, whatever. You know, like that kaiju sign. It's a really beautiful mod. I'm not going to regret doing that.
No.
But I'm also going to keep the box. I'm also going to keep the original stuff, and I'm going to have it in the Godzilla box so I can always have it if I want to like revert back. Because
that's what we do with everything we own.
I'm so dumb.
But some of those boxes that you sold for like game systems, because you had the box, you got like three times as much.
I got a lot of money for selling stuff. I know. It works.
Yeah.
You know, like in the Godzilla, the Beatles, they make like that TV that plays the Beatles clips and stuff like that. Now that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really need it? I can't. I can't.
When I play, I don't really look at other stuff because I'm afraid I'm going to drain the ball.
I know. So I don't either. I kind of don't even know. Like, I see stuff, but I'm really focusing on the thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I guess a lot of those mods, although they do make it, like, they fill up the world under glass. Ooh.
Yeah. Because that Toy Story 4 had that.
A lot
that
of stuff.
Screen on it, and.
Well, I would never. I can't look at that crap.
No.
You know what happens to me is I'll look at that. I'll watch the animation, and then I go, oh, and then the ball's there. And I either it drains or I'm like startled every time. And then it takes me 100 times to not be startled. You know, you're like, oh, Jesus. I'm getting anxiety from my pinball.
Yeah. So I don't think that would be one of the mods that we buy.
No, I guess not. You know, like, and I really worry because I made those fighter jets because I saw those as a mod and I was like, those are cool. And I was like, oh my God, I know where those aluminum ones are. The real ones from the 50s. And I bought those and I painted them to match the back glass. And I probably will put those in, but part of me is already like, this is already too far.
Yeah.
We don't need them. They don't need them. And they'll be there. So now I'm kind of thinking maybe I'll just use them on that topper.
On the topper. Yeah, I think that would be better.
Because it's not. And again, like. I know people have them, and when you walk up, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know, but it doesn't, I don't know. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even the topper world, which is serious money now.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What do they do? I have toppers. Some don't have toppers. most usually we end up building our own, which if they don't look good, we just chuck them.
But that's fun.
Yeah,
You get to make it the way we want it, and not like how we're told we should have it.
Yeah. So now, fighting the system.
Yeah. All right.
So where? So what? Like what adds value? Like does like let me say. So like aesthetically, we already talked about some things look cool, but who cares? What about like sound enhancements? Like well, I know you can put subwoofers and stuff into the Beatles machine.
Yeah. Like you said though, what's going to add value? Who's going to be the person that puts the value on it? Like if you're going to sell it, is that when you're looking at adding value or?
No. Well, so people do though. Yeah. People think that way. They say, well, this has this, it's going to add value. And that doesn't really equate.
You know?
And that's all like kind of a moot point anyway, because nothing's leaving our house unless we're in real problems. So, like this is all for stuff that we would do just to make our machines better.
So then I don't think it's value adding. I think it's just enhancing what we like.
Right. Well, then that's what it would be. Yeah. You know? I you think about the subwoofer in the Beatles machine, because that's a music pen and that would, but then I'm also like, would you hear it?
I wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
I'm bad about noticing that. And you come home sometimes and you're like, what's wrong with the sound system? I don't know. It sounds the same to me.
Yes. I'm a bit of an audio geek and no one else in my world is at all. They don't even know. I remember I came back from Korea and my dad was living in the house. And my dad and mom were living and Kraft Brew was there. And I came home and it was like one speaker out of five and it was all jacked up. I'm like, what in the hell? Like, it was the first thing I sat down, turned on the TV. I was like, what the hell's wrong with this? I'm fixing everything within 3 minutes. It sounded amazing and no one noticed. They looked at me like I was nuts. I'm like, huh, there you go. So some things don't, that's a perfect example of something that doesn't add value to anybody but to me. So,
right.
So knowing that these are for us, you know, like I wouldn't, like I know shaker motors are a big deal and I like them, but I also never installed them.
I didn't. Like, that's, oh goodness, there was a machine and it was very distracting to me. Was it Houdini?
Was it Houdini?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So Houdini, yeah. And you just didn't, I've played some that have them and I see the value, but then also I played some and I'm like, I don't, like, what was that? Rick and Morty had one and I was like, this thing's shaking apart.
That's like how that Houdini is. And it was like, it felt like the floor was shaking. That's how, it's probably the programming. They have it programmed to be too shaky.
Yeah. And then, because there's also like Penn Stadiums, which is those lighting systems. And you know, that guy up in District 82 has his own lights that he puts on. And those actually, you don't notice them, but they're subtly in there, like lighting stuff.
But they're where they need to be.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yes.
He does a lot of work on that stuff, you know. I always commend his machines are awesome.
Yes.
So that's kind of one of those things that no one would notice, but that does enhance to me.
Yes.
Like the lighting. I don't really care, but when you see one that's really well lit and you can see all the action, you're like, this is kind of cool, you know. Like, you know, like the Godzilla has those art blades where that are on fire down the sides. Jury's out on that one. I think they're cool, but I want to see if they last more than one time when you do the lift the glass up.
Yeah. Because
if you're ripping up $170, I'd be a little angry. You know.
That's very true.
You know. So, you know, like, because then there's like the headphone jacks, which we talked about a little bit.
We did.
And then, you know, I always do the Titan silicone. I switch all the rubber or whatever it is. I think it's all silicone.
But it's very high quality.
That's kind of like how I see that. Like when I do that, I take the old stuff off. And when I do my first like shop out on my games, I just order the Titans. Sometimes I change the colors or play with the colors a little bit, but nothing really crazy, you know. So because to me, I like the feel of the Titans and I like, it's just a high quality product, I think, you know. So I don't know. Like some people get really into like those crazy mirror balls that are like super expensive, but I'm kind of like, I try and get nice.
You've replaced them too much to
care.
To spend.
Yeah.
Some things are not just worth the money.
Yeah. They just throw away things. I always get like quality pinballs, but not the, I don't go crazy with it.
No.
You know?
So somewhere we were, they had like different colored pinballs with like laser etching in them.
And the first thing I thought was that laser etching is what's carving up your pinball, your play field.
And that was the first thing you said. Like,
anything.
Why would you?
Imperfections are what causes mm-hmm. those gouges over time. Now, mm-hmm. it's not like after one, but...
Yeah. If you drop it on the concrete floor, it's pretty much done.
Yeah, which I've done a couple times. Drunkenly, allegedly. So, I don't know. You know, like powder coating. Now, when we powder coated the Dr. Dude, that really brightened that machine up mm-hmm. immensely.
It did.
It made it look like a new machine instead of a 90s machine.
But also, that machine is... Like, loud. Over the top. Yeah.
Loud
so
and crazy.
That yeah. kind of fits. But yeah. if you did that same thing for, say, the Wonelli, would that...
That wouldn't work at all.
Right.
Because it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... Well, I mean, sometimes it can work. I know some people powder coat everything, and some people, you know, powder coat just some stuff. Like, we ended up not doing all of the Dr. Dude parts, but just some of them. And I think leaving some black was a nice touch, because mm-hmm. it didn't look... gaudy. It's just kind of like subtle.
Yes.
Nothing subtle on Dr. Dude. Let me rephrase that.
No.
It matched. To me, it matched okay, but you know, whatever. So I don't know. Like, you don't know what really adds value other than just keeping them. To me, keeping it cleaned and shopped is the best thing you can ever do to any pinball machine. Whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, I don't mind the LCD screens, the old the dot matrix screens. I mean,
yeah.
I like the color ones. You know, I like the screens. It's cool, but I don't care one way or the other, really, you know.
No. I mean, if we were going to trade out that on Dr. Dude, what would it change it to?
Man, nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that even doesn't even have that. That just has those, whatchamacallit, it's just the score reels. Or not score reels, just the scoring. It doesn't even have a dot matrix on it. Mm-hmm. But like the Austin Powers did.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw some that have the color, and I'm like,
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm real wishy-washy about this stuff. So I guess aesthetics doesn't really matter that much to you at all?
No.
Okay, well, we talked in circles long enough. Do you have any opinions one way or another about any of them? Anything? Like, is there some that you really say that's cool, or you like that, or...
I do like that. Like, the one you purchased for the Godzilla, the Kaiju
battle. The sign, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to try that Invisiglass too, but boy, that's expensive. Mm-hmm. I remember walking up to a machine that had that in this one guy's house, and he was like, "Look, that's that Invisiglass," and you couldn't even see that there was glass. I was like, "Wow!" But I've heard only under sun lighting. Some lighting it doesn't matter, some it does. And I was like, "Well, I'm not taking that risk."
That's, yeah. And what if it has cat prints on it? Still going to see it?
Yes, that doesn't wipe out any cat prints. I don't know. Well, there you have it. I guess we've reached the conclusion of it doesn't really matter, and do whatever you like.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And your opinion's yours, and you know.
Yes. Opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has them, and they all stink. So now I'm gonna drop in the bumper, and we're gonna go to our special place, our happy place, as it were.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
The fans have spoken, and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally.
Wow, what an opening.
Yes, it's more feminine.
Yes, it's more feminine. Yeah, we are working on some merch. That I'm going to tease now. We're going to have some merchandise. And we're going to try and do something that's going to be a Craft Brew Sally branded pint glass, maybe.
Yes. Yeah,
the Beer Journal Review official pint glass or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So what do you have for us this week?
So today we're going to talk about my favorite brewery tour. We were in Asheville, North Carolina, and we went to the Sierra Nevada Brewery.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Asheville was actually the first suitor. No, it was Cary, North Carolina, was the first suitor of our escape from Florida, and that failed miserably. And then we found Appleton, Wisconsin, and that succeeded mightily.
Yes. So we, you have to sign up like way in advance to get in to see the Sierra Nevada Brewery, and it was glorious. It's the whole experience of their I guess, compound.
Yeah. See, now that's, they have one in California. That was their
first
one.
That's
the
original
one. The original one.
Chico, I think.
Okay.
Chico, California.
Not Chico and the Man.
No. California.
Yeah, I remember that place because we're driving and there's all these, it's like these long switchback and they kept on, they had like signs like, you're almost here and welcome to blah, 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 you know. And then you get to the top and you're like, wowzers.
Yeah. Well, before you even got to the top, they had like every 100 yards or whatever was like a, like
roughly a football field for those of you who are keeping track at home. And I know you all are.
Like gate, like concrete gates, like brick gates with these beautiful hoplites.
Yeah. And you didn't hardly even notice the armed guards at each one of those compound gates. So, yeah, I did forgot about those. But, yeah, those were gorgeous. And then you get there and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you go in and there was not a single expense was spared.
No.
First we saw I think we signed up or something like that to do the tour. But then we went out back and there was like that outdoor
amphitheater, like,
but it was made like in the wilderness, so it was just gorgeous. It was so crazy.
I think they do like small concerts there, so it's like an outdoor venue for that kind of thing, and probably weddings and stuff. But one of the things that was going on when we got there was they give the spent grain to local farmers.
Right.
And just the smell of the spent grain.
The hops and grains.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so good.
I think we're in heaven.
This is so great.
Yeah.
And then you tour it, and they were talking about all those, like, they brought that one, some of the craftsmen were from Germany. They brought out a retirement to build the second kettle, because it's these gigantic
copper kettles.
Copper and stainless steel, and you're like, wow.
And like the ceiling in that room has the copper on it, and
that's
nuts. Yeah.
So, and they have good beer, right? Mm-hmm. You like their beer?
They have a lot of good beers there. And they give you like a lot of samples too. I think they gave us like 10 maybe.
Yeah. That's a good way to go.
Yeah, it was like at the end they like put you all around this bar.
Just dig in.
Here, have whatever you want.
Remember the Asahi plant tour that we were drinking some Asahi too? Yeah. That was all right. I'm a big fan of Asahi.
Yeah. Our first international brewery tour.
You know, and I always want to have one of those Crayache beer can hats, but I want to cut up Asahi cans, which is going to confuse a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be like, What? So, yes, I'm gonna flip some wigs, as it were.
Yes, you are.
With my international crocheted beer can hat. I mean, obviously, you would definitely recommend that.
Oh, yes. If you're ever in Asheville.
Or driving through Asheville, or flying near Asheville.
Check ahead of time, because we tried to go there the first time we were in Asheville, and we couldn't get in because all the tours were booked.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
and they had a restaurant there, but I didn't remember that, so that must have been like restaurant. You know, like most of those places.
Yeah, I just think we had more beer while we were there.
I think you might add more beer.
No.
Very cool. All right, so today's the Beer Journal is featured Sierra Nevada.
In Asheville,
North Carolina. So check that out.
Maybe in November we'll talk to you about the one in Chico.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. This trip to California is costing more and involving less every time I think about it through my head. I'm like, well, if we just land and go to Disney and don't leave Disney, it would probably be cheaper than going to... Yeah.
No.
We got an alien machine we got to find and buy. Space Invaders, I mean. We got mirrored back glasses we have to replace. And oh, my God. You know.
Okay. That's mods.
No. We got mods we got to buy. All those neon lights for the bottom and the...
No.
If you got neon lights, you should also get like hydraulics so your pinball machine can like be a lowrider and be like slammed and then like
hey,
do that
you
thing.
Told me I shouldn't do car references.
Oh, well, wigs have flipped. And you can like start flipping switches and be like, you're like, oh yeah. Slammed.
Tilt.
Yo, you're tilting.
Danger.
You're tilting essay. Oh, you put those little balls around the sides of it. You remember like for lowriders?
No.
No.
No more car references, please.
You're right. Okay, I think we're done. You got anything else? No. You craft your Sally's done? Nope. Okay.
Go check out Sierra Nevada.
Yes, and also check out all the mods you want. Your little heart's content.
Also, Project Pinball.
Yes. Hey, good call. Make sure you're going to projectpinball.org. It's a 501c that's dedicated to putting pinball machines into children's hospitals, setting them on free, making sure they work. That's the rub. And, they're partnered with Ronald McDonald House. If you go there, they have campaigns all across the country. Make sure you're supporting them. They're good guys. We all know Dan. We all love Dan.
Yes.
And it's good stuff. It'll make you feel good to give a little love.
Yes.
Wow. Shtick town. All right. That's going to be it. We'll talk to you next in 2 weeks, everyone. My name has been, will be, and always has never been. That's the wrong way to say that. Hold on. My name is, was, and always will be the Montreal Screwjob. No, wait. My name is Foghorn Leghorn. And with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll end this nonsense here.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.